Alright, so we've looked at this question of rights and duties, and the basic fact that what we need to do is keep our mind on the duty rather than insisting upon our rights. And that applied to friendship, what this means is to be a friend is more important than to have a friend. So that we need to just take responsibility and actively befriend people rather than waiting for friendship, as it were, to come towards us. Then we've had a look at a few of the duties that we've got towards our friends. These duties, if we bear them in mind, they can help us to, well, really begin to cultivate spiritual friendships. They're sort of very key practices that will help you to develop spiritual friendships. Friendships that are based upon the good, upon self-transcendence. And it's pretty obvious how bearing those duties in mind will help you to do that, because they're all about transcending yourself. So with regard to the retreat, it's a fairly standard programme. Just engage with it. That's the message. It's a fairly standard program. Just disengage with it and let the magic of the conditions have their effect. Yeah? Let friendship flower within those conditions. This is, as I was saying on the weekend, this is a very, very good situation within which to deepen and develop the experience of Sangha. And that's basically what we're doing here together. Yeah? If we just get on with that, then the retreat will have worked. So I've organised the retreat around having two meals a day. This is just to free up a bit more time. I've been assured, you don't need to worry about this. It'll be fine. Brunch will be a substantial meal. Yeah? And it will carry you through the day. It's at 10 o'clock and it will carry you right the way through to 6 o'clock. There's nothing to worry about. So, don't get panicky about that. There are two meals a day. And it saves a lot on washing up. So believe me, it's worth it. This allows us to, allows us to have a substantial period of meditation in the morning before brunch at 10 o'clock. Now it's structured so that, if you don't really want to do as much meditation as on the program, there's a point at which you can just sort of join it. So you can even have a lie-in and then, actually sort of join in and still do a reasonable amount of meditation. But I would encourage you to try, go beyond yourself a bit. Stretch yourself a bit. Have a go. Do a bit more meditation than you'd normally do. So there'll be a period of meditation, a walking meditation, and then another period of meditation. Just sort of engage with it. Other than that, there's the meals themselves, a chance to serve one another, and bear that in mind. Yeah? Even if you're not serving, as I've kind of suggested already, don't just get your head down and get on with eating your meal, feeding your face. Actually pay attention to everybody else around you. Notice whether they need things. Yeah? It's a really lovely experience when you've got a retreat that's working well and in harmony, and everybody, for example, at a table when they're eating, is kind of aware of what one another needs. What happens, if you really engage with this practice, you really pay attention to one another, it almost becomes telepathic. You're sitting there with your toast, and you're just starting to think, oh, some yeast extract, and it sort of turns up. That's really what it should be like. That's what we should develop, and we've got the opportunity to develop. So just keep an eye on people. Notice what they like to have on their, on their toast in the morning, so that when you're sat near them, you can just provide it for them, and they don't have to look around and find it. Notice what they drink. Provide it for them. Yeah? So just there's lots and lots of ways that you can sort of serve one another in this way, and really make the retreat go an awful lot deeper. We're going to have groups every day. We're either discussing the talks or perhaps doing things like friendship biographies and life stories. We're going to sort of look at doing things like that. Ways that we can really begin to engage with one another, and get to know one another. There'll be the work periods. The reason that I was very keen to actually put a daily work period into the programme is that I've always found working with people the best means of developing friendship with them. It's partly because in a certain way I'm sort of a bit awkward socially, but I think actually it's true. That working with people is the best way of developing a friendship. It's not all about talking about yourselves. It's actually doing something that's of benefit to others. It's a common project. So really engage with that. Hopefully there'll be plenty of communal work opportunities that Pip's going to be lining up for us that we can just get on with. So throw yourself into that. Yeah, I remember in that connection, on that first retreat I came on at Padmaloka, the one aspect of the programme I think I most enjoyed was working on the plant tiles above Dorms E and F with Shantipada from Germany. I built up a very strong connection with him on that particular retreat, just working with him on a daily basis through the week. That's about it. I mean, other than that, there's the talks, there's the pages. You know, just engage with whatever you can. I would encourage you to, kind of step up a bit and try and engage with all of the program if you can. If you really need to cut out and take a bit of time out, I'll leave that up to you to work out. But the more that you put yourself into it, the more that you put yourself into the collective practices, the more you'll get out of it, and the more we'll all get out of it. So yeah, just to finish off, I'd just say, you know, I'd really encourage you, make the very most of the conditions that are here. This is a very, very rare and precious opportunity that you've got, and that we've got, and that I've got, coming together here in this particular way. It's very unlikely that you're going to experience these sort of conditions on a regular basis. Really make the most of the opportunity. And just, you know, enjoy the flourishing brotherhood, you know, the flourishing experience of brotherhood. Put yourself out. Put yourself out for the other people here. Take risks in your communication. Tell people things that you've never told anyone else before. Just do that sort of thing. See what happens. You know, I encourage you to do that sort of thing. I'm up for it. I imagine the team are up for it. If you're up for it, then, well, you know, the retreat's really going to go well. And let's just see what we've actually achieved by the end of the retreat. You know, what we've achieved in terms of the, you know, deepening the experience of spiritual friendship and of brotherhood.